and again during the day on Wednesday. Overnights quiet down quite a bit, though, over the next several days. Overcast skies mostly. To lows tonight in the 70s, and we're back into the 80s for the afternoon tomorrow, and again on Wednesday and Thursday as well. Tropics continue relatively quiet. Ralph Sanji, WGSO, the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs, Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs, Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, and the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Oh, I want every bit of those horns, because that's crotch rock, Josh. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, and it's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange and my regular guest, Mr. James Neighbors of Overpasses for America and Phoenix Kingsley. Wonderful guest. There you go, James. Phoenix?
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, hello, doll. So today's Monday, August 22nd. We got to put the date in there. It's 2022. And we got a lot of things because we've had replays for the past couple weeks. And we missed a lot of business of things that these guys, well, including me as a guy, you know, with wanting to let it be known what was going on in Arizona for the primary elections. And what James was doing.
Yeah. We had a mess here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead.
According to the media, you can take that for whatever you want. According to the media, it was only in one county, which was Pinal County here in Arizona. But that's not true, because Phoenix, the city of Phoenix, is actually in Maricopa County. And we have repeats in every precinct.
Right.
So what happened is they supposedly ran out of Republican ballots.
Imagine.
And we're turning people away, not letting them vote, or offering them a Democrat ballot instead.
And that's Maricopa, is where they did the forensic audit, and they should, and they said that they should decertify 2020, right?
Correct.
Okay, see?
Correct.
Good. All right, good. All right, more information.
Oh, it was awful. Pinal County actually fired the director of elections the next day, saying that he had dropped the ball.
Right.
Yeah, they had a fall guy, but that isn't, he is a nobody. He was elected 6 months prior to the election and fired the day after the primary.
Wow.
So I think he was just put in as being, he's just in there to be a fall guy. I don't think he actually was doing anything.
What's his
but
name?
It's just they're not even trying to hide it.
Not hide it. Yeah, well, you know, on the way here, I saw, it came up as an alert on the phone that in a Texas rural county, the election officials abruptly quit. Now, you know, some say they don't like that because they want to play games about the midterm elections, you know, because like you say, Phoenix, so y'all going to have to carry the show. Like, y'all can't do it. Go ahead, James.
Well, they say that this gentleman is the one who made the mistakes, but unfortunately, he was only put in literally 6 months before the primaries and then fired the day after. So that, to me, sounds a lot like a fall guy. I have connections all over the United States that I talked to, and I spoke with a lady in New Jersey who said the exact same thing happened in New Jersey. They ran out of Republican ballots. They told people they had to come back. One lady here in Maricopa County went 5 times, and at the last time she went, they said that she couldn't get in line to vote. So she never even got to vote. Fortunately, we did get a lot of people to call our local media about it, and the local media did cover it, but they covered it in such a skewed way that it made it sound like it was an accident. I don't think this is an accident. New Jersey had the same problem. They don't think it was an accident.
No, this is why.
But yet they accuse Republicans of interfering with elections or trying to prevent minorities from voting. And this doesn't happen in Republican districts, you know, or at least, you know, in general. I don't know who was in charge of this time, but, of course, you know, you got some special Republicans that y'all need to get out of office out there, but you know that.
Right, well, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just ridiculous. This is direct, blatant election interference. And, you know, and then the way the media covers it, the way they always soft play it to where, oh, it wasn't intentional. You know, it couldn't have been
That's
intentional.
Exactly
you know,
what they did.
You know, and it's like if you're getting in some mischief with your best friend when you're 12 and you get caught, well, you know, even if they catch you directly in the act, you are going to try to minimize what it sounds like. I mean, this is straight up like, you know, juvenile tactics that they're resorting to now, and it's just really pretty pathetic.
Right, and the fact that they don't have enough ballots, that's ridiculous. I bet you they had enough Democrat ballots, because I heard...
They did.
Yeah, I heard from, whether it was New Jersey, it was some northeastern, where the people walked in and they tried to give them Democrat ballots because they said they didn't have any more Republican ballots. So in other words, you know...
That happened in Maine.
Maine, there you go.
Yeah, and your vote would automatically be invalid because you're voting on the wrong ballot.
Right. And they handed out felt-tip pens again when everything needs to be ballpoint. So
they did. That is correct. In Maricopa County and Pinal County, several different locations that we went around and looked at were handed out felt-tip pens again. Correct.
Yeah, you see, everybody... And our listening audience should be riding around like you do, Phoenix, to see what's going on and able to report in. That's why I was saying that we need people on the air in every city that can talk about legislation. And then when it comes time to vote, if there's any commotion, you know, try and get it straight from the grassroots deal. Where are we watching, basically?
Well, you know, one thing that people don't, I don't think they understand what the big deal is with the felt tip pens.
Right.
You know, you may be sitting there just casually thinking, oh, well, what's the big deal? They're still marking a spot, right? Well, what it is proving it's human or not, because a robot or a printer is not going to leave an impression on the ballot, whereas a human, that could be actually examined with, you know, I guess it's probably an artificial intelligence program or something like, you know, similar, but they can actually look at the marks made on the ballot and tell if it was actually done with a human.
Right.
You
well,
know,
there's other things. The other things that's happening with that is that if it bleeds through, your ballot's no longer valid, and so they could dump it. And then the other thing is that they've been using that as a reason to send a ballot to adjudication. Now, in the past, when they caught strangeness with a mass amount of ballots going to adjudication, they made a rule that only so much could go, like 8% or whatever, you know, to each of these different places. And so for 2020, they had 30 and 40%. Of some ballots sent to adjudication, where that's where they could just throw away the ballot, create a new one, and just change the vote, just like they flipped the votes from Trump to Biden in real time on the machines. Well, in a little bit, we get ready to go into a break. and we're going to come back, and we're going to have James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Phoenix Kingsley so we can get to it again. See you after the break, okay?
Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
So you're listening to WGSO 990, and it's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, as long as my voice holds out, but I got two good friends on air, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, and Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage. And of course, I have Josh in the broadcasting studio. It's doing an excellent job, so between my voice going out, we can kind of get some things going. But one thing I wanted to remind everybody, you got to go to Church Militant and check out the temperature rising segment that they did. I think it's less than 15 minutes. But you got to see how strong this group of Catholics are fighting. And they also started endorsing candidates, and they do want to get younger people in office. The other thing is, and I got, I mean, Archbishop Vigano says that Freemasonry has built unchallenged, has ruled unchallenged for centuries. And he goes on to say that a silent coup is underway via the United Nations agenda, and those involved must be denounced and prosecuted. So the other thing is, they came up on that thing, is how many CEOs of burned down food plants were in Podesta's WikiLeaks emails as contacts. And you have to make the connection to see what is happening. Now, the other thing is about the rabies. This is a note that I put in my book, and I wanted to mention this. If you were told, just like they tell you about the vaccines, that you had to get your dog a rabies shot to prevent him from getting rabies, but then you got the shot and
they told you it didn't prevent the disease, you had to get another and another and another, would
right.
you keep doing it?
And exactly. So if your dog kept getting rabies, would you still, wouldn't you start thinking something was wrong?
Something is wrong. If you have to keep getting the same shot over and over and it never works, then yes, something is wrong.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have to ask, what's the actual purpose? If it didn't do anything for the disease or the germ or the virus or whatever it was supposed to be for, if it didn't actually protect against that, then what were they actually giving it to you for?
Right.
I'm sorry, James. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Did anybody else see the story that came out of Texas in 2020 about the gentleman that had the vaccine? He ends up in the hospital with COVID. He dies. And the hospital spokesperson came out on national TV and said, but if he hadn't had the vaccine, it would have been worse. The man died. How much worse do we need it to get?
I don't mean to be laughing. I understand the man. No, that's pretty serious. The man dies.
I mean, what
would have been worse. No, look, they had this one man that was going around. I'm sorry if I talked over somebody, took my headphones off. This man that they were putting his things up on the internet, and it seemed like this was something that a lot of people should have been doing, but then they started taking off the internet. And what he was doing was going to the hospitals where they said that it was overflowing and that they didn't have any more room, and see all the ambulances parked, nobody in the hospitals. So it was lies, and the news was going for it. The local news was going for it. This is why.
Oh, yeah, but. And
go ahead.
The whole thing is just a great big bunch of lies. What they aren't telling people is that 94% of people that catch COVID more than once are the ones that are vaxxed and boosted. So you literally, every time you take a booster shot, it appears it weakens your immune system. And it seems to be almost a lock anymore that you're going to catch COVID again.
Right.
And I mean, 94%. That's not just a trifling little number. You know, we're not talking 0.094%. 94% of repeat cases of COVID are those that had the vaccine.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, and one thing that people don't get from not taking the vaccine, one thing that you can completely 100% avoid is any chance of catching myocarditis, which is happening more and more. You know, I mean, they're talking about, you know, sudden adult death syndrome or child, you know, sudden child death syndrome. They didn't have this stuff before these vaccines went out. You know, they're making up new names for people dropping dead from the vaccine so they don't have to say they dropped dead from the vaccine.
Right, like they say in SADS, S-A-D-S. Now, SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. So then when it's sudden infant adult syndrome is what they do in SADS. So they just told themselves that all these babies that died suddenly from SIDS, like an unknown cause, were from being vaccinated. That's a clue.
Yep.
Because every single person said that after they, like that lady Jenny McCarthy, where she kept pushing, that the vaccine changed her son. And and she explained it a number of times, you know, on different shows. I mean, it wasn't like it was a publicity thing, but where they would want to talk to her. You know,
right.
Yeah, and so she was like, you know, made the rounds, and there was a lot of information, but then people would play her down. Now, like, she's around the Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy, and everything he's been saying about the vaccines, and so now people can understand, yeah, it does affect children. How could it not?
Well, the part that bothers me is their speed of their schedule.
Right.
I mean, it's like they're not getting just like one single vaccine at a time. There are several in each shot. And, you know, your immune system, your whole body needs time to compensate for each single one. But the rate they're jamming them into kids, I mean, I know, you know, I got vaccinated. I turned out okay. And, you know, but we weren't given as many vaccines. I mean, they're giving vaccines now for things that you might catch. I mean, like, that won't even kill you type of thing. Like, they have a hepatitis B vaccine. Well, that's great and all, except they have a cure for hepatitis B, and there's not exactly an epidemic of that running around. So why would you have to get that vaccine to begin with? You know, if it's something you can't cure, like polio, that's probably a good thing to get a vaccine for. Hepatitis B, they can cure that with a simple round of pills. So, no, I think that these minuscule things, these things that could hurt you but not kill you, shouldn't necessarily be vaccinated against until you become 18 years old and can make that decision for yourself.
Right. We're going to come back. We're going to go to a break in a little bit. We're going to come back about all of that with you guys. And you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, coming to you live right now.
President of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The homicide rate in rural Louisiana is nearly three times the national average. Brooke Thorington has more from a criminologist on what's fueling the increase and what can be done about it.
It's all about dope.
LSU Health New Orleans criminologist Peter Scharf says drugs are what's fueling the homicides as use among individuals in rural areas is growing. And once you get a great dope market, you get competition, which increases homicides. He says rural law enforcement isn't equipped to handle it either, and...
So the feds have to look at this problem, target funding to rural areas, and do what they can to control this epidemic.
And the long-term effects also need to be focused on so children don't repeat the pattern. I'm Brooke Thorington.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has some folks angry again. Crime victims up in arms over the mayor showing up in court in support of a juvenile offender during sentencing. That 13-year-old youth robbed at least two people at gunpoint. Critics say Cantrell is tone-deaf to the needs of her constituents. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks.
Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
We getting a minute of music? I'm just asking. We are? No, I was asking Josh. Josh and I were having a conversation off here because I said the next segment we're going to talk about fake meat. And y'all, Josh said that he knows quite a bit about it. He did some investigating. So I'm going to put him on to tell us about that because I said we're going to get Tommy Robinson on so that we can have him talk to us about the farmers and at them and what they've been doing in Europe for a while. That's why they're burning down the stores with all the fake meat that's been there for a while. And so go ahead, Josh. I introduce you to, you know, Phoenix, Kingsley, and James, you know, you put them on the air, so now we're on the air together. Tell them what was going on, what you said.
Well, the first thing that tipped me off about something was fishy with the whole fake meat rollout was when they were doing the fast food stuff. And that was in the very beginning of 2020 when Burger King announced the Impossible Whopper. And I was working at another radio station, and I noticed they were doing the story, and all your local TV affiliates were doing these stories on, oh, a Whopper from Burger King with no meat in it. And to me, it was just, this is awful lot like a free ad for Burger King. Like, don't people have to pay to get ads run? Well, like, why are we running this free Burger King story? And it was a couple brands. I know in Canada, one of their chains is Tim Hortons was another big rollout of fake meat burgers. Now, this was the beginning of 2020. So then 2 months later, 3 months later, we were in COVID land. And it all went away, and there was no other news about it. And then towards the end of 2020, I wanted to find out how this, the follow-up on how this all went. And very quietly, all the fast food companies had canceled their fake meat options because nobody was buying them.
Failure, y'all. But that doesn't mean they're not going to stop trying, right, John?
No. There's another rollout. They keep doing this. Like, they take it away for a while, then they bring it back longer. I know there's a rollout now in Austria where you order a burger and it's automatically the plant-based meat option, and you have to specifically ask for real meat.
Can you believe that? Y'all, you got anything there, Phoenix?
Gosh.
What about you, James?
I would be so unbelievably pissed off if somebody gave me a veggie burger without me specifying that.
What about you, Phoenix?
I don't support fake meat. I don't support fake anything. But Josh, I have a question since you seem to be informed about this. Have you heard of the cricket flour that is now being used in everything? It's made from crushed up crickets turned into a flour in place of meat.
I have heard of that. I'm not really so much up on the backlash with the eat bugs thing because empirically I understand that bugs do actually have nutrients. So this whole thing of pushing bugs as the meat option being ridiculous, it's more seems like a way to gross out people. So it's like either bugs or you remember what hamburgers look like. Well, this still looks like a friendly hamburger, but it's no longer made with that stuff anymore. I'm more concerned of it's mostly soy that goes into the fake meats. And as we all know in this sphere, it's glyphosate and the Roundup pesticide that they use to grow all the soy, the mass farming of it. And there's been multiple settlements now outside of court with Bayer, who bought Monsanto a couple years ago, something like $9 billion in settlements for the glyphosate causing cancer. And glyphosate's found in across many, many levels of like in fast food. But then you're getting the fake meats, which has to be soy-based. They give it fun names like Impossible.
Right, but Impossible. Yeah, like sort of impossible that people are going to eat this. But, you know,
I mean, you know, like one time for like half a second, I was tempted to buy some just to try, just to go, okay, I tried it, don't do it, right?
Well, you know what? I love these. There's these, I forget the brand, but I get something morning something. I get them when I see them. And they are plant-based, you know, patties. I like them, but I have to put like Italian cheese on them, you know, but this is what I can't get over. They're health food, but in order to make them delicious, you got to fry them. So, I mean, I don't eat fried foods other than that, you know, and so it's sort of weird.
I think the biggest thing is to turn off to people is that they know immediately that they're being deceived. And people don't like to be lied to. You know, be honest about it. This is made out of whatever, right? You're going to get the same protein and blah, blah, blah as you would from the same amount of meat. Advertise it honestly. Don't call it like beef, you know, with an apostrophe between the B and the E-F, you know. You know, I saw one, it was chicken. You know, they had an apostrophe between the C-H and the I-C-K-E-N. It's like, no. I'm not going to buy something where the person selling it to me is lying right out of the gate, you know?
Right. What about you, Phoenix? You heard any place besides your crickets?
In Europe, there are several places that have gone, because nobody would bite on the soybean burgers, they've switched to this cricket flour and are using it instead. So they're still selling it as a meat-based product, but it isn't actual meat that we're accustomed to.
That's what they say?
This was their answer to the backlash of the soybean, okay, because nobody wanted the soy products.
Right.
Well, and there's some other stuff running around that recently hit the market that it's got like some additional labeling on it, but if you look at the ingredients, it says it's some kind of new chips that came out. But it says on the back of the package, in the ingredients, cricket flour.
Wow.
Correct. That's made up from the crushed up crickets. Here's something your viewers need to know, though. I don't know who's listening, but if anybody has a shellfish allergy of any sort, those people are also probably allergic to cricket flour. So it's something that somebody needs to know about.
No, that's a good one, Phoenix.
They've already had anaphylactic reactions to the cricket flour.
If you ever looked at shellfish and thought, those look like the bugs of the sea, there's a reason for that.
Right. I can understand it. I mean, I never ate a Roy Oyster till I was invited out by one of the cigarettes. And that's another Italian name in New Orleans. And so they were all eating oysters. It's like I never had one. I couldn't handle it. But then when I found out that it's good iron, you know, and there was oyster bars all over the quarter, you know, that I could just stop in and get a dozen of fresh iron on the menu, that I kind of did that for a while, you know, and my Bloody Marys came at another time, not necessarily together. But now that I think Budweiser's gone woke, come James, you sent me that stuff.
Oh, yeah, everybody is. It's a corporate thing going around right now. They get a diversity officer in there who then gets fed stuff from others. And it's an interesting little thing they're doing in there. They've got another thing going on, too. I can't remember what it's called. With equity funds, where these companies can only, and Florida is, and good grief, it's like two dozen other states are suing these people because they're supposed to get the maximum return for the retirement fund.
Right.
And they are not, because they aren't investing in things like oil and natural gas things that are making a lot more money than these tree hugging things that they're instead buying. And now this is just a, it's a, Hospitals just infested at every level. Right. And it's un-American what they're doing. It's un-American what they're doing. We've got to stop this crazy. Well, I will not eat the bugs.
Right.
And I'm not going to eat the fake meat.
Right.
And I'm not going to eat the meat, the grown meat. They want to grow meat and feed it to us. That's another Bill Gates idea.
Right. Well, Biden's Pinocchio nose grows on a lot of billboards in New York City. That's sort of weird. It's a liberal town. But we got to go for another break. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. Sitting here with Beanie Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on a national stage. We're going to come back and hear what she's got to say. We have James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. See y'all in a little bit.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Y'all, I forgot to add that there's the Forager's Guide to Wild Foods. It's a nice book. So, I mean, if we're going to be eating bugs and crickets and stuff like that, we better get to know what's around our house.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to fight with my chicken now for food, I guess.
Right. Well, Phoenix freeze-dries.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I own the machine and actually do that. For one, because in an emergency, I don't want to be exposed having to hunt. And for two, I'm not eating crickets. Sorry, it's just not happening.
How you like that, fellas? She's ready.
It's a lot of
right. There's another thing. I came across another website that I like called conservativefighters.com, and on that today, they had something about the judge in the case with. The DOJ wants to conceal the affidavit that was submitted to the court to get the raid going, and the judge in the case says no. So I don't know if we're going to see it. I would like to see it only because of what they did with the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. But
I was reading something earlier today where they okayed it.
Okayed what?
To release that affidavit. Yeah, the DOJ was all buttered
right.
about it.
And when they gonna do it?
Well, that I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, another thing that yesterday it was the city went crazy because, or the day before, if I take a nap, I think it's the next day. But anyway, so one of these past days, could have been yesterday, right, Joshua, was about where she said we weren't going to have Mardi Gras and everybody went berserk.
Oh, it was like Thursday night.
Oh, see, I missed a few days. But I'm CBD. Come on, you know. Anyway.
Well, by Friday, they already had the issue statements saying, like, yes, we're having Mardi Gras. Calm down.
Well, now the big...
Yeah, I'm...
What?
I'm just seeing riots without Mardi Gras. Right. I mean...
Phoenix, one time, Bunny Matthews, he did a cartoon about this with Dorothy May Taylor, canceled Mardi Gras because she said that they wouldn't allow blacks into the white Mardi Gras organization. So she was protesting. She called a halt to it. She was a council member. And they literally had National Guard and riot gear all over the streets, really, downtown, all over the streets. So we did have Mardi Gras canceled one time. But now they want to cancel the mayor. They want to recall the mayor because she showed up in court sitting with a juvenile that has carjacked multiple people. So she was at his sentencing. So, of course, you know, they want him to have probation so he could go carjack somebody else. But now people are calling for her, are saying that she should be recalled. But you see, what?
There was a time, James touched on this, there was a time where if you were a kid and you made a mistake, you broke a window, whatever, even if you were being malicious, we gave you a little leeway. These kids are now, I mean, we have 14-year-olds committing carjacking and murder.
Right.
We are no longer talking about silly little things that kids do. I'm sorry, but the leeway, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Now, you see, when they made that ruling that you carjack, that's automatic prison time. That's what they said in the beginning because carjacking was an act of violence. All right, now they're not going to bring up...
And
recently, this kid that was carjacking before this one particular time, he got this elderly lady, and it's hard for me to say it, her arm was severed with them carjacking. And, you know, the family is staying on it for these kids to be held accountable as adults, and they should be. Because you do something that vicious.
Crime. Yeah,
that's
get the
crime. They should be treated like adults.
Right, exactly. And so, and the other thing that I'm saying is everybody get armed. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Don't wait for the police, call the police for them to handle stuff for you. There's a thing happening now that when someone is intending on breaking into your house, when they kick in the door and stuff, their crime started when they stepped off the sidewalk onto your property, because that shows intent. They intended to come and do harm. So by the time they at your door, that's your danger that you can react on. You don't have to wait till a scumbag gets into the house, like what happened with Lawrence Ruiz at my house. I didn't even know his last name, but the police knew his last name, and they said, if you don't give us his last name, we're not going to write a police report. How you like that? A sexual predator trying to break into the house. Wound up taking my mother to the banks with a weapon. Get her to drain the bank accounts. And his mother, Peggy Mackles, they all knew what they did because they helped them. They cover for them. Just like they have her saying, 30 years she worked for my family. That scum never worked for my family, but right before Katrina, when Phil Whitman put her on my mother through Mary Mortellara Bruno. I wonder if she's related to Bruno and Bruno down by Howard Avenue. I don't know. I never did get that straight. But anyway, why don't y'all send us off besides I opened Pandora's box and never announced it, but hey, got to keep it going because it ain't going nowhere but right in your face. Every chance I get. So y'all, next week, we're going to have some other things to talk about. And I'm glad that James was available to sit in tonight. And you could touch base with James at Overpasses for America through his Gab account. And see what they're doing. And thank you, Phoenix Kingsley, for coming on again. You got some wonderful information. I'm glad you brought up the crickets. Now, and Josh for letting us know about his journey exposing the fake meat. Josh, thank you. And so this is the deal. We are not going for any of that garbage they want us to do. We got to get the government back to where it should be. We don't wake up to find out what you did to us next. You know, too many old people, too many people going on these flights with Pelosi, and we covering for her family to unjustly enrich themselves. We can't even know what they're doing because she doesn't list them on the flight roster or anything. I mean, that's falsifying U.S. government records. But we got a lot of other stuff to worry about, like we should decertify 2020 because what they're doing with January 6th committee and this Liz Cheney and all of this craziness.
Oh, my God.
We can't let them do that. We need to work on decertify 2020 to every forensic audit and canvassing that brought up that determination. And just like Phoenix said, just start driving around your capital. You could do it an hour a day. You know, let it put it in their faces that they need to do something about it.
Hey, going away.
What? What you said? Wait a minute. Oh, we lost them. Yeah, well, we're going to see next week, y'all. Thank you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here. Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.